Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. Today's standout story is not a giant new model with a brass band behind it. It is a field in an API. GitHub added per-user AI credit consumption to Copilot usage metrics. And yes, that sounds modest until you realize what it means. Agent work is getting a meter. The systems that write code, open pull requests, triage issues, and move through toolchains are being pulled into the same accountability layer as every other engineering resource. Cost, context, guidance, and proof are becoming the new control surfaces. The theme for today is simple. Agent builders are learning that autonomy without receipts is just vibes with a higher invoice. The serious work is moving toward tiny, deterministic signals. What context did the agent see? What did it save? What did it spend? What changed? And what external check says the work is real? The genuinely new item on the ledger this morning is GitHub's update to the Copilot Usage Metrics API. Enterprise and organization admins can now see an AI credits used field in user-level reports across 1-day and 28-day windows. GitHub is careful to say, this is not the final build total. It is a usage signal, not the invoice. But for teams rolling out coding agents, that distinction is still useful. Why does this matter? Because agentic coding has been measured mostly through anecdotes. The pull request that landed, the developer who felt faster, the bug that maybe took less time. Now organizations can start connecting actual consumption to actual behavior. Which teams are burning credits? Which workflows produce useful work? Are heavy users shipping more or merely looping more? This is where agent adoption gets less mystical and more operational. It also lands in a week where GitHub has been shipping a lot of less glamorous but very consequential plumbing. Agents.md support for Copilot code review, issue fields over MCP, duplicate issue detection, Copilot authored pull requests appearing in author searches, and broader model availability across Copilot surfaces. The pattern is the story. Agents are being woven into the normal developer control plane instead of sitting outside it like clever sidecars. My take, this is a healthier phase. The first wave asked, can the agent do the thing? The next wave asks, can the organization see what happened, root it, budget it, search it, review it, and reverse it if necessary? That second question is where production begins. The model release lane is quiet today for genuinely fresh, non-duplicate frontier announcements. So I am treating this as a backfill segment rather than pretending yesterday's releases happened twice. The useful signal is not a new leaderboard crown. It is how model capability is being packaged into longer-running agent systems. Minimax M2.7 is a good example. It is positioned as a proprietary reasoning model for agents, coding workflows, developer harnesses, and office work. The striking claim is that earlier versions of the model helped automate 30 to 50% of the reinforcement learning research workflow used in its own development. Reading logs, inspecting metrics, debugging failures, and planning code improvements. Set aside the grand phrase self-evolving for a moment. The practical loop is what matters. A model is useful when it can touch the machinery around training, interpret non-model evidence, and propose changes against a live system. Perplexity Computer points in a different direction. It is less about one model winning everything and more about orchestration. A cloud agent that coordinates 19 models, routing tasks to specialized systems for search, reasoning, writing, coding, image, or video. That is a very plausible shape for agent products. Models become tools. The product becomes the workflow layer that chooses, checks, and composes those tools. And as longer context coding models, such as GPT-5.1, Codex Max, have shown, the frontier in coding agents is not just raw benchmark accuracy. It is endurance. Can the system compress context, keep the task alive, survive a multi-hour refactor, and resume without forgetting the reason it started. That is a different benchmark from solving a single coding puzzle. On the tooling shelf, AusInsight's AI repository tracker continues to show coding agents as one of the strongest growth clusters. OpenCode, OpenAI Codex, Claude Code, and Goose are all high momentum examples. This does not mean every star is adoption, of course. Stars are applause, not revenue, but applause still tells you where developers are looking. The GitHub AI agents topic is now enormous, with more than 41,000 public repositories in the category. That number is messy, but the taxonomy is revealing. The examples span coding assistants, browser automation, workflow builders, memory layers, sandboxed execution, front-end agent interfaces, and computer use systems. In other words, the agent stack is no longer a single framework decision. It is an ecosystem of surfaces: context, action, memory, permissions, devices, observability, and evaluation. That is why I keep coming back to small gates. The winning systems will not be the ones that simply give a model more tools. They will be the ones that can say, this tool was allowed, this input was visible, this action was taken, this test passed, this cost was incurred, and this artifact can be inspected. Three repositories stood out in today's GitHub API check. First, evguda/leanctx with 2,805 stars. LeanCTX describes itself as a local context intelligence layer for AI agents. Control what they read, remember what they learn, guard what they touch, and prove what they save. That is exactly the direction serious agent systems need. Context is not a heap of text to shovel into a window. It is a permissioned resource. Second, stably.ai/orca with 5,592 stars. Orca calls itself an agent development environment for running a fleet of parallel coding agents across desktop and mobile. The framing matters. Once you have more than one agent working, the interface problem changes. You need status, coordination, interruption, auditability, and a way to compare work streams without drowning in transcripts. Third, callstack/agent device. With 2,861 stars. It is a command line tool for controlling iOS and Android devices for AI agents. That expands the test surface beyond browsers and repositories into actual mobile interaction. It also raises the stakes. When agents can drive devices, builders need stronger permission boundaries, replayable tests, and visible evidence of what happened on screen. The research lane has a strong theme today: guidance, evaluation, and the limits of superficial confidence. Probe and refine tuning of repository guidance for coding agents. Studies those repository guidance files that tell agents where things live, how tests run, and which workflows are traps. The paper's key claim is that guidance helps when it is iteratively tested and repaired. Using synthetic bug fix probes, the method reached a 33% mean resolve rate on SWE bench verified, compared with 28.3% for a static knowledge base and 25.5% unguided. The authors argue the gain comes from coverage. The agent reaches the right part of the code base more often, while per patch precision stays roughly constant. That is a very practical finding. Better instructions do not magically make the model smarter. They make the search space less foolish. Multi-LCB extends Live Code Bench to 12 programming languages. This matters because coding benchmarks have been heavily Python-centered, and Python-centered success can hide brittle generalization. Real software estates contain Java, Go, Rust, TypeScript, C#, Shell, and all the glue in between. If a coding model only looks brilliant in Python, it may be brilliant in the benchmark rather than in the world. Calibration without comprehension is a sharp warning for security work. The paper introduces CWE Trace, built from 834 manually curated Linux kernel samples across 74 CWE classes. Its conclusion is uncomfortable. Fine-tuning can shift model outputs without producing reliable vulnerability reasoning. The best binary detection score is only 52.1%, barely above chance. For security agents, that is the sort of result that should push builders toward deterministic analyzers, provenance, and fail-closed gates. And how transparent is Diffusion Gemma? Asks whether diffusion-style language models can offer useful intermediate reasoning states. The paper finds that naively, Diffusion Gemma looks much less transparent than an autoregressive peer, but an interpretable token bottleneck can recover much of the variable transparency without hurting downstream performance. The builder takeaway is that monitorability cannot be assumed. Different model architectures may require different probes. Two community signals are worth noting. A Hacker News thread asking for the best hosted agent option in 2026 shows the deployment debate getting practical. People are asking where agents should live, what security posture is acceptable, and how much trust belongs in a hosted worker versus a controlled environment. Another thread on developers' oh wow moments with generative AI captures the cultural shift. Coding agents are becoming normal enough that the surprise is no longer that they can write code. The surprise is how quickly expectations are changing. But trust is still not automatic. It is earned through repeated tasks that finish with evidence. So the story today is not that agents got dramatically smarter overnight. It is that the scaffolding around them is getting more serious. GitHub is exposing cost signals. Repositories are turning guidance into a tunable artifact. Context layers are trying to prove what agents saw and saved. Benchmarks are pushing beyond Python and beyond easy confidence. Security papers are reminding us that calibrated answers are not the same thing as understanding. That is the direction I like. Less theater, more receipts. If you are building with agents this weekend, pick one workflow and add one tiny verifier. Not a grand judge model. A real check. A test result. A diff constraint. A cost counter. A permission boundary. A trace. A checksum. A reproduction command. Make done means something outside the model's mouth. That is the brief. Build carefully. Verify the small things. And I'll see you next time.